This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, well, well, well. I guess it really doesn't matter who the host is. Today's Friday, March the 27th of 2020, day 87 of the year, and only 279 days left before we get to see the end of the year, I'm assuming at this particular point. Anyways, how are you? Hopefully you've had a great last 24 hours. Some information, of course, coming about if you're here in the great old U.S. of A., seeing some different things, some different changes. So over the last few episodes, we have actually been going directly into feature story news, and we'll do that here in a moment. But if you are taking a listen to the radio station, we are listening to us here on safetyfm.com, or also on safetyfm.live, the different apps that we have available, or you could actually be streaming us during our different video services, which we're strongly encouraging people to go to safetyfm.com/VOD. Victor Oscar Delta. That's VOD. Victor Oscar Delta. And that gives you the streaming portion as I can see you. Well, really, you can see me. I can't really see you. Kind of have some idea where you're coming about, because some of the things I'm able to see on the back end. Also, if you have some questions, comments, or concerns, leave a question right there inside of the bot if you'd like to do so. Or you have the opportunity of going to safetyfm.com and just dropping a note and leaving it there, or taking the risk of doing it on some of the different social media platforms. That doesn't also always necessarily mean that it'll get to us. But let's get you while you're here, and let's get to, well, I guess some of the things that we're going to do from Feature Story News.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus. He says he's leading the efforts against the outbreak from self-isolation. The US has overtaken China and Italy and is now the country with more confirmed coronavirus cases than any other. As confirmed cases surged over 85,500 with around 1,300 fatalities, President Trump continues to insist the US can begin to open up the economy soon.
We have to get back to work. Our people want to work. They want to go back. They have to go back. And we're going to be talking about dates. We're going to be talking with a lot of great professionals. But this is a country that was built on getting it done. And our people want to go back to work. I'm hearing it loud and clear from everybody. We will vanquish this virus. And it's a lot of progress has been made.
South Africa has reported its first coronavirus deaths as the country went into lockdown measures. China has put in place a temporary ban on foreign visitors. It's also limiting Chinese and foreign airline flights as it tries to stop new coronavirus cases being imported into the country. Russia has suspended almost all flights in and out of the country as cases of coronavirus continue to rise. President Vladimir Putin warned the nation this week it would not be able to insulate itself from the epidemic. Lucy Taylor reports from FSN Moscow.
Russia had already closed its borders to almost all foreigners, but from Friday, most flights in and out of the country will be grounded, except those used to repatriate Russian citizens abroad. Confirmed cases of the coronavirus are low in Russia, but Moscow's mayor said this week that the real scale of the problem was likely to be much higher than official numbers. President Vladimir Putin has announced a week-long national holiday from this coming Saturday for all but essential services. But he's been accused of being slow to get to grips with the outbreak. On Thursday, he told a group of business leaders that normal life could return in less than 2 to 3 months. Lucy Taylor in Moscow.
Retired police officers, meanwhile, are being asked to return to work in London to boost numbers during the coronavirus outbreak. Sunta Templeton reports from the British capital.
Scotland Yard are now asking those who've retired to come back, as well as requesting those nearing retirement stay on. Anyone who's left the Met Police in the last 5 years are being written to ask for their help in either a paid or voluntary capacity. The Home Office have also confirmed they'll make changes to tax and pensions to make it easier for people to return to work. Commissioner Cressida Dick says during this unprecedented time, their skills and experience will help the force respond to the outbreak. It follows calls for retired doctors and nurses in England and Wales to return to the NHS. Thousands have already agreed to do that.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So I'm going to tell you, sometimes when we do take a listen to some of the stuff from Feature Story News, it has actually changed from the time that I actually heard it to the time that I'm playing it to you. So that might be some of the reasons why you kind of see some of my reactions. If you're definitely watching the video streaming service, of course, of some of the stories that are actually taking place, because I'm hearing it for the first time as well as you are. So that's just the reason why I want to share that with you, just in case, because I have this bad habit of there might be something that kind of throws me off and I make some faces, is what I've been told. That's why this has always worked great as a radio format before we decided to start going into the video streaming portion.
Duh.
So anyways, as we continue here, I am excited to announce today that we have the return of one of my favorite segments of the show that most people have been afraid of to doing for such a long, long period of time, and I call it the rants.
Duh.
So, what we're going to do right now is, before we get into the news, I'm so excited, I just don't know what to do with myself. It's so exciting. Here is the return of a rant, right here on the Rated R Safety Show.
Now, it's your turn too, bitch. I mean, rant on the Rated R Safety Show.
Folks, I need to go on a little bit of a rant because it seems to me that we're all in a bit of chaos. And some of the bigger companies seem to be using this chaos as an opportunity to not pay their bill.
When you're a small business out there, you've probably dealt with all these big companies that over the last few years have wanted to extend the amount of time they want to pay you.
Started at 30, they went to net 45. Now they're asking for net 50.
Yeah, later the other day, saying that they're going to extend their payment to net 9.
Well, as a small company, or as an individual, when I go to Walmart, I pick up this thing.
I pay for it, and I take it home to eat.
What these big companies to do it, if they're asking you to let them eat the steak, and then they'll pay for it 30, 60, 90 days later. And the challenge is, especially in these times, in a small company, you can't float that. I mean, floating checks is illegal, right? We can't do it in our personal life. But some of these organizations are actually taking this opportunity to say, well, you know, times are tough for us now, so we're just going to delay your payments until after this COVID chaos.
Let me just tell you, leaders of big companies, the small companies need our money too. We have people that are relying on us. And especially if you're sitting out there with overdue payments to a small business, you need to make good on that. I think you really need to revisit your company values and try and live with it. Because you've got people out here trying to survive, trying to keep people working. I know just like you do, but now is not the time to make the excuse that because our income's been cut, we can't pay bills that we should have paid 500 days ago. So I hope you'll take this to heart. I know I've got to pay my bills, and I'd like for you to pay yours too. Thanks for listening.
So, there we go. That seems like somebody who's pissed off about not being paid properly, as he has employees or employers or whatever the hell you want to call them in regards to how they're supposed to pay him. And then also, it sounds like the people that owe him money have decided to say due to the COVID-19 or the coronavirus that they won't be paying them for the next 90 days. Well, that's kind of a shitty thing, or not being paying them at all. So I don't know. I am so glad that we did have a return of the rant, but I am very disappointed that this is what companies are doing.
Duh.
But I guess that's just kind of the case of the world that we're living in at the moment. But anyways, let's get us rolling and bowling right here on the Rated R Safety Show. So let's get moving on what's going out there inside of the world of the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's go down the path here. The Dow Jones surged more than 1,300 points on Thursday, bolstered by the Senate passing of the coronavirus relief late Wednesday, even as the House sits to vote likely today. The three-day rally this week marks the biggest three-day gain in terms of percentage since 1931. So, I guess that's a good thing that the stock market did go up due to some excitement on what's going on. We will see what happens today in the House, because that will be another factor of what's going on. Anyways, of course, as you might have heard already, this is an 800-page document that has a lot of information inside of it, and not all of it is 100% based around the coronavirus or COVID-19. Anyways, let's continue. Vacuum manufacturer Dyson is getting into the ventilator business. The company is based out of the United Kingdom and started developing a product at the request of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, turning around a model in about 10 days. Founder James Dyson said in a letter to employees that they would make at least 10,000 of them and that their current infrastructure could easily scale the production of them. So that's a good thing that someone like Dyson is able to step up and do something along these lines at this particular time, especially them being a vacuum manufacturer. I think it's very important, you know, for us to be able to assist in the way that we can. Of course, Dyson will be assisting in this aspect as they move forward. I don't know if you've heard the news, but here out of the U.S., Ford will start reopening select production facilities beginning April 6th. So we're talking, you know, about 9 days from right now. They'll be focusing on plants that produce the F-150, one of the most profitable models. Meanwhile, its institution executives institute pay cuts across the board to shore up the balance sheets. So that's going to be the interesting part too. They're going to start actually manufacturing one of their highly profitable vehicles, and then they're going to issue pay cuts to some of the executives that are out there. Now, I'm going to tell you, there are some people that are going to be so affected by some of the things that are going on right now that are they really going to be able to afford a truck? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that people are trying to go back to work as possible.
Duh.
But also, we have to keep into consideration that are things good enough to be able to go back into work? Because I am not 100% sure if that's the case already. I mean, there are some people in the government that seem to believe that currently, and there's some people that disagree with that altogether. Now, I don't know if you're currently on lockdown in the area that you're in or not, but McDonald's is scrapping its all-day breakfast menu. Sorry to bring that news to you. And that's only going to be occurring for now. Some menu items will be scrapped temporarily, too. Details are forthcoming. They say that it's a measure to simplify operations. So they'll be doing some scale backs on the actual menu itself when it comes to the breakfast menu, so it won't be served all day. Also, they'll be scaling back on other portions of their menu for the sole purpose of being able to get the food to you easily. Now, I will tell you, I went out yesterday and went to a fast food joint, and they were taking online pre-orders. That way, they could actually just hand you the food on a tray as you were going through the drive-thru, and you just went. Not much more to it on how they had it set up there. Anyways, health activists in Mexico interrupted travel into the country from Arizona Wednesday near Ambos Nogales, fearful of letting Americans who may have coronavirus into the country. The protesters used vehicles to create road blockades and carried signs encouraging travelers to stay at home. This is according to reports of the USA Today. So now, do you think that's a good measure of people actually doing that or not? Do you think right now every country should keep their own, we'll say, residents, nationalists, whatever the hell you want to call it, inside of their own countries, and they should not be going anywhere else? Because, you know, that is a double-edged sword, depending on how you answer that.
Duh.
Let's continue. Researchers in New Mexico believe that they have found a new dinosaur species. This is kind of interesting. The fossils dates back to 67 million years, suggesting that these species was probably alive when dinosaurs went extinct. The feathered beast had a long tail and could have been as fast as a cheetah. This is according to the Wall Street Journal reports. It stood about 3 to 4 6 feet tall. 3 or 4 6 feet. Let's try that again. 3 to 4 feet tall. And 6-inch claws. So that would be kind of interesting. They're classifying it into the same family of a Velociraptor and also naming it a Dino Bellatar. Wow. Which means Western warrior by combining the words from Navajo, Greek, and Latin. And this is according to what the reports are saying. I don't know. I don't know if that's even important at this particular moment.
Duh.
Oil supplies exceeds demand drastically that have been produced, running out of places to store it. So analysts are predicting a $1.8 million surplus barrels of production between now and June, but only enough infrastructures to store 1.6 billion barrels. Year over year, global demand is down about 20 million barrels a day. So that's going to put that industry in kind of a weird angle for the moment being. The United States Space Force is up and running. Yes, you heard me correctly there.
Duh.
It's the first communication satellite made by Lockheed Martin, is designed to improve communication for global military operations. So that is up and running. We had heard about Space Force for a while now, and now it seems like it is out and about and ready to go. Let me kind of give you some news real quick of what's going on in some of these other sections, and this is going to be dealing with government.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
So as you might have heard or not heard, Nancy Pelosi takes credit for doing some jujitsu on the Republican-originated coronavirus relief bill to make it more workers first, not corporations first. This is from the woman who wanted to get arts fundings instead of fast-tracking the passage of the bill. Just giving you the information as it does come about, there was an art funding portion inside of there, which I thought was kind of strange. President Trump is circulating a letter to the nation's governors Thursday, announcing plans to release county-by-county guidelines for how to manage coronavirus outbreak and shutdown regulations. Counties will be labeled as high, low, and medium risk, which will inform whether states and municipalities should maintain, strengthen, or decrease social distancing requirements. The administration will establish these guidelines as the next phase of the virus management as it looks to reopen businesses across the country. What will you be doing? If you're right now in an area that, let's say, for instance, is quarantined, and they tell you that starting, let's say, next week, that you're able to go ahead and go back into civilization and start doing stuff, will you do it? Will you go out there and start interacting in the general public? I'll give you even one better. Let's say, for instance, next week they told you, if you have children, that your kids' schools are back open and that you're able to send your kids to school. Will you do it? If so, why yes? If not, what's holding you back? Just something to think about there for a second. Let's continue down the path here. Lottery. We have to talk about the lottery because it seems to be important to some people, and I've been asked to talk about this from time to time. No winner for Tuesday's night's Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for a $107 million jackpot or an $83.9 million cash payout. No winner for Wednesday night Powerball drawing either. Saturday night's drawing will be for a $160 million jackpot or a $122.4 million cash payout. So that's something to think about if you do get a chance on doing, I guess, some ticket buying, if that's something that you're interested in at the moment, especially if you're in an area that you're not locked down. I think you'll have better chances now because there won't be as many people trying to buy the tickets. Not that those numbers would change in anything in that particular category. Anyways, I know over the last few weeks we did a couple of different things, so I want to give you an option here of taking the next 30 seconds and let it all out. Let the time go. I'm going to put you on this little break real quick. I'm not going to play anything for 30 seconds. And this way, I want you to go and just let everything out, everything that you have pent up, anger-wise, things that have been bothering you, and just focus on that. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Now, doesn't it feel good to get that all out there? Just let your thoughts, your mind run off. Let you scream and yell and shout. I'll tell you, like I've told you before, my actual instructors from college and radio and my program directors would tell me that I'm nuts for doing that, but I think it's a need. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I normally don't try to push any kind of other people's products or reference to them, but right now I think that it's a big time of need, so I'm going to reference a couple of things, and I'm not selling, and they're not a sponsor or anything along those lines. But last night I was watching a financial guru that I actually have been paying attention to for several years, and his name is Dave Ramsey. He is the third most popular radio show host in the continental USA. And he did something last night that's called Hope is Greater Than Fear. And for years, this gentleman has sold a program that's a pretty good program. I'll tell you, I've used it, taught it. And it's called Financial Peace University. And I know right now a lot of people are struggling with finances. So opposed to him selling it, and what it is, it's 9 lessons on how to handle finances. And I think this is something that a lot of people need at the moment. They're offering it right now, 14 days for free, for people to learn how to handle finances during these very extreme times. They can do it from home. Now, if that's something that you're not able to commit to, there is a book that he has available, and this is going to sound like a sales pitch, but that is not something that I'm trying to do at the moment, but it's something that really works, or at least has worked in the past. I think that it won't change now. And this one's called The Total Money Makeover, and he normally retails this book for like $24.99. He is selling it for $1.99, the audio version, online, on his website. And I think that it's some great resources, and I know that this is a shitty time to be selling stuff or trying to say, hey, sell, 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 but I'm assuming that they have to actually pay the people that are actually putting this out on their servers something. So that is what they're selling it for, $1.99. So I apologize if it is coming across as salesy, but I think that it is very crucial information that could assist you. And this is something coming from somebody else's website and also information that they're providing to people. So I think that it's something great to take a look at if you do get a chance, because it's related to finances and it's related to stuff that you could use currently to assist you with everything that's going on. I know it's a very frustrating time to be thinking about spending money, especially if you don't have money coming in or anything along those lines. But this is things that you can actually start developing a plan. I know that it's kind of late into the game, but at least once things start moving forward a little bit, where you might be able to readdress some of the financial circumstances that you're running into. And like I said, if you go to daveramsey.com/hope, that's H-O-P-E, there's some information there. And like I said, not trying to peddle anything, just trying to share information. They are not a sponsor of the show. Now, I am not getting anything off of that, and I just don't think that this would be the correct time to be trying to sell anything to anyone just for that sequence of everything that's going on. Anyways, we are here at Safety FM. If there's anything that we can do in the interim time to assist you, please don't hesitate to contact us. We have the bots available. We're also running a contest at the moment, trying to help people out that might be interested in doing a podcast, where we're actually offering podcast hosting. We're giving away a year free of hosting services, and that's only for the purpose because I know some people need to market their business and maybe do some things along those lines, or just actually take a podcast, create it, and talk about what's on their mind, which I think that's very important on things that are going on right now as well. So if you do get a chance, please come out there to our different social media aspects. We have that posted on there. We're going to be sending some more information out to the people who are on our newsletter just in regards to the contest that's going on, and I think it's a great opportunity to enter in and actually have a chance to win a year of hosting via podcast. And the podcast is whatever you want it to be about. We are not saying, hey, it needs to be restricted to X, Y, and Z. It's your show. You do what you want to do with there. Anyways, I have been your guy today. You know who I am. I know who you are. Before I do that and let you go, I want you to be paying close attention to a lot of the information that we have coming out on Safety FM, if you don't mind. We're going to be trying to release a lot of our episodes as close to real time as possible because things are changing too quick. It just doesn't make a lot of sense trying to sit on any of those episodes for a long period of time. So you will see a lot of my stuff coming off of the Radar Safety Show. A lot of the stuff, well, the Radar Safety Show is about as live as we can get. But you'll see a lot of the stuff coming off the Jay Allen Show coming directly. I know that Todd Conklin has been putting out a show almost daily. The Hop Nerd has been putting out quite a few things as well. And then some of our other participants have been doing them in close to real time. And I just think that things are changing so quick that we just don't have the choice right now of waiting and saying, okay, we're going to wait till a little bit longer before we decide to actually push that out. So that's what's going on right now at Safety FM. If there's anything that we can do to assist, please come by, drop an email, or actually go into our bot service, leave a message or a comment, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Want to try to do something special next week, and we'll talk about it right after we do the drawing for the podcast service. We'll talk about what we have planned for the next time, and I think that'll be something pretty interesting for our listeners. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM, and that's the listener, because we could not do what we do without you. I really do care for your well-being, believe it or not. I do love you, and I appreciate you allowing me to bring this format to you day in and day out, and us being able to have these conversations. If there's anything, like I said, we can do, please don't hesitate to contact us, better saying. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.